brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jason, you got 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Start back at the first. Run through all the basic points that we detailed and get into the new ones as quickly as possible.
All right. They edited Barry Jennings' statements to seem like he was there after the second plane strike, after the building had officially been evacuated, and that he was alone and not with Michael Hess. They also tried to say that he did not step over bodies, even though they did play the clip of Dylan playing the clip saying he did step over bodies in that building. On top of that, they showed this photograph very shakily saying that it proved that the building was heavily damaged. It did not match up in any way, shape, or form with the supposed Popular Mechanics photograph. Okay, on top of all of that, they had to also admit that Reuters is the one that put out that press release that Building 7 came down, the official version, by the way.
And we asked them for months, and they said we were harassing them. Tell us what newswire you got it off of, because we could tell CNN and BBC both reported the same thing. Somebody false scripted and gave them that, and that's who we have to go after.
Absolutely, and they gloss over that fact, too, just like they gloss over the fact that Daniel Nigro admits that Silverstein would have had no input whatsoever in pulling the firefighters.
And they also edit down what she had to say that was incredibly suspicious.
Yeah, well, of course, we're all conspiracy theorists. It's ruined her life. God forbid we ask questions.
Yeah, they personalize it. We're victimizing people.
Now, with some of the new stuff, when they actually got into the NIST report, for instance, NIST admitted that they had no steel from 7 to work with, and it was all a computer model. All right, so how are they able to even hypothesize that this was all due to regular office fires, which is what they're putting out? That was the last 10 minutes of the thing. Of course, it's going to be that. They went and saw.
But Underwriting Laboratories did real steel models of Tower 1 and 2 and found fires couldn't do it.
No, absolutely not. They subjected them to longer and hotter fires, and the building models only sagged. And these were
massive. But that's part of our false religion, reading the Underwriting Laboratories report. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Again, they end it with the religion angle, and they have one firefighter. And let's remember, Alex, I mean, we've talked to many firefighters. There are a lot of them in our film, from John Schroeder to...
The firefighters honk and wave at us, most of them.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable to me. And this guy says that we're disrespecting them, and he has no idea what's going on.
So it's more guilt by association. Meanwhile, we have Bill Doyle, head of the biggest family, saying the majority believe inside job. I've interviewed countless families. All of them we talk to believe inside job. But they always say all the families hate us. They all disagree with us. We hurt the families.
Absolutely. Now, I want to say this. They did show a lot of Stephen Jones, and Stephen Jones' research is amazing, folks. He is the guy to go to for controlled demolition. I'll say it again. He's the guy to go to for controlled demolition. He does the real scientific experiments.
Oh, but the head guys at NIST trying to debunk us, they happen to be the world experts in explosive thermite. Oh, there's only a few dozen, and they're the top experts.
Yeah, and Lizzo, of course. Actually, he says an interesting line. The guy says, well, you make all the calling cards for someone who could have done this. He's like, yes, I would have been a great terrorist. Unfortunately, I'm not. Unfortunately, you're not. Why would it be unfortunate that you're not a terrorist, Mr. Lizzo? And at least they give...
And again, it's Controlled Demolition Incorporated that did cover up Oklahoma City, did cover up 9/11. So, but, I mean, they're good people.
Yeah,
folks.
Yeah, it's absolute cover-up. They had Gene Corley on there, too, another OKC cover-up artist and World Trade Center cover-up artist. And every point that Stephen Jones would make, they would debunk in about 20 seconds and not follow it up.
Real simply, it's kind of like the Popular Mechanics would cut from some physicist, but wouldn't call them an expert, would cut to some 22-year-old kid in a glistening office going, we debunked it, we're scientists, and they'd go, expert analysis. And then they would cut from some engineer back to the kid going, it's preposterous.
Yeah, meanwhile, he used to write sports for his local paper in Pennsylvania, and their editor is the ex-editor of Entertainment Weekly. Think about it, folks. Entertainment Weekly, he's not an engineer. He is an Entertainment
All
Weekly
right, well,
editor.
Barnes, we got reports up on PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. I want you, because there's even more points there, to get the stuff to Paul, points you think ought to be made. He's watching it again, doing a whole other piece. I mean, just the part of them editing down Larry Silverstein is devastating. I mean, just the part of them editing her down, editing him down. I mean, we're going to put it all up on the web, showing how they edited the people. And now they've... Talk about digging a hole deeper. I mean, they have literally caught themselves on fire now. I mean, it's gone from suspicious to really bad, Burmese.
Absolutely, and to all you people out there that are YouTube junkies and listeners and put together these short videos, now's the time. Get on it. We need these things. Send them over to Aaron at Infowars.com.
Stay
Help
there.
Us out.
Stay there.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, in the next 30 minutes or so, we're really honored to be joined by Chuck Baldwin. Chuck Baldwin, of course, is a radio talk show host, author. He has tirelessly republished and gotten out the founding documents of liberty to tens of thousands of people, the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and he's gotten the Constitution Party nomination, got it from the former U.N. ambassador, and really he's a fake conservative, another one of these neocons, better than Bush, but that's not saying much, Mr. Key. And I'm sad that, Alan Yokes is like that. I would like to think better of him. I'm not bashing him. I'm just glad that a true anti-New World Order individual won this and can really go out to debates and events now and spread the message of liberty. And I wanted to talk to him just about his experiences so you can know who Chuck Baldwin the man is and how you can get involved in the campaign. And also open the phones up if you'd like to ask any questions of him, but specifically for Chuck Baldwin and this election and the Constitution Party platform and Howard Phillips behind him and other great people, 1-800-259-9231. And we'll keep him until 40 after if he can do it so we can take more calls, 1-800-259-9231. Chuck Baldwin, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Alex, it's great to be with you again. Thank you.
Out of the gates, I remember you years ago when this thing came out about preachers being approached by FEMA to teach their flocks to submit to government, hand their guns in, that you had said you had been similarly approached, but that was in my foggy memory. I wanted to get updated because, as you know now, mainstream news has admitted they've recruited 26,000 preachers. It is for gun confiscation. They're out giving sermons. We now have them on video, on national TV, and locally saying the same talking points about let them take your children, take the inoculations, being a slave of government is what Jesus wants. As a pastor, who's pastoring a pretty good-sized church in Florida, I wanted you to break down your experiences with similar things.
Okay, Alex, yeah, we're going back to the days of after Hurricane Katrina. They didn't approach me directly. I remember picking up that story out of Louisiana, and the reporter there chronicled how that they were going to pastors in the area and asking them to facilitate the gun confiscation at the request of the federal government. And when I heard of that, I wrote a column about it. And after my column went out nationwide, I had a pastor call me from the state of Ohio, and he was approached. In fact, he went in on some of the training classes that were given, and he was giving me his information and his experience. And after that, I got up in my congregation, and I told them that not only would I not participate in requesting them to give up their firearms, but I was encouraging all of them to go out and buy a gun.
That was the issue, and then that got some press.
Right.
I mean, this is right out of the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany to have these state-approved churches, and when we got the secret documents 2+ years ago, and then it was a year and a half later that it was then confirmed, that really scared people. I mean, they thought I was producing fake documents from preachers, even though the two pastors that gave us that material got Homeland Security visits. Even though we covered up the phone numbers and where it came from, they were surveilling things so seriously that they were able to track who had done it and basically went and threatened them. How dare a preacher tell the public that they've been secretly approached to brainwash their congregation? I mean, this is hardcore tyranny on steroids, Pastor.
Well, yeah, it is, and it's the beginning of what George Herbert Walker Bush called, and you talk about it a lot on your show, the New World Order, and we're seeing it come to fruition. And I got to tell you, Alex, and I think your listeners are already aware of this, that if these two major parties continue their dominance of American politics, the America that we've known, a free, independent, sovereign America, is not going to be long for this earth. And it doesn't matter whether you elect John McCain or Barack Obama, they're both going to facilitate this New World Order, the NAFTA superhighway, the North American Union, and all of that. There's virtually no difference between the two major party candidates. And that's why at the request of Howard Phillips and several others in the Constitution Party, they asked me if I would consider putting my name in nomination. And I was very reluctant to do it, to be honest with you. I mean, it's not like I have nothing to do, Alex. I'm very busy, and I had to really pray and deliberate about that. But finally, God gave me the green light, and so we put our name in nomination. And as you said, the delegates voted for me 74% to 24% over Dr. Alan Keyes. And so I've been on the campaign trail now for the last several weeks, and I got to tell you, I just came back from the West Coast. I was in Los Angeles and San Diego, then I went to Utah and toured the entire state of Utah. We were going day and night. The local press was very favorable to us. The radio, television, the print media was very favorable. We had great crowds. They were enthusiastic. We made a lot of great friends and supporters. And I got to tell you, it was really great being out there on the West Coast and seeing the response of some people that are looking for the truth. They're looking for people that will stand up without compromise and you know, call a spade a spade. And I got to tell you, I think as we continue this campaign through these next couple of months, I believe the American people are really going to start awakening to what's happening. I'm very encouraged at this point.
Well, everybody I talk to and what I personally experience, Mr. Baldwin, is the same thing. And now, out today, another scientific poll, a Drudge Report's got a link to it. It's also up on Infowars.com, where Congress has the lowest approval rating in its history. And, previously they never went below a 30. And they just keep breaking record after record after record. That shows that both parties are fully discredited, and they can't fool people putting one party in and taking it out and putting the other in. For the first time, in over 100 years since the last major realignment, that this is a mega alignment. We are at the point where the government is fully discredited, and that's with the public only having a micron on average, you know, of understanding of just how deep the rabbit hole goes. But this is a huge victory. We have discredited these scoundrels because on every major issue they go against the Constitution that also happens to be the will of the people. You know,
right.
Funny how the will of the people happens to be aligned with the Constitution.
Yeah, usually it is. You know, another thing is very, I think, symbolic of what you were just mentioning there. When I was out in California, in Utah, I heard that there was a long-time congressman out there that was a part of the establishment, and he was for open borders and illegal immigration and the whole nine yards, and everybody thought he was untouchable, and that was Chris Gannon. And lo and behold, he got beat by a 60 to 40% margin in the primaries. He never made it to the general election. And this was a guy that they figured would never be beaten in Utah. I got a feeling that this coming November, there's going to be a real shakeup in Washington, D.C. And if no other issue, I think, has galvanized the people as to the problem that these two major parties are presenting to us today, it's this illegal immigration problem. I was on the border, Alex. It was very interesting. I got a grand tour. I got the VIP tour of the main port of entry there south of San Diego on the border. And then I went out into the real border, into the desert, and I saw the real situation that's going on out there. And I got a chance to talk to Border Patrol people and volunteers and so forth on the border. And it's worse than we realize. I mean, I thought I knew how bad it was, but when I got there and saw the reality of it, it was 10 times worse
than I realized. It is totally lawless with Mexican troops kidnapping, killing U.S. citizens, police, military, robbing sheriff's deputies at gunpoint. In one night, 18 homes burned to the ground, rocket attacks, truck bombs in Dallas, major city police departments told to not arrest illegals even when they're committing DWIs. I mean, it is just lawlessness, just total lawlessness.
Yeah, it really is. And when I was there, I met a real sweet black couple, a man and wife. They had a real great family, a boy that's 17 years old. He was an honor student in school. He was preparing for college. He was a star athlete. He made the, you know, the honor roll. He was dean's list, all of that. He's standing out front of his home in his front yard, and a illegal Mexican gangbanger came up and shot him in the gut. And as the young man is writhing in pain on the ground, this fella takes his gun and then puts it to his head and blows his brains out right there in the front yard.
Well, that's MS-13. They have
MS-13. And Alex, the thing about this is this guy had already assaulted a police officer there in Los Angeles, and he was out of jail on parole for assaulting a police officer when he killed this young man. Now, this is an illegal alien. That's just one example of what's going on.
And for those that don't know, Chuck, sorry to interrupt you, there is a bounty on what the illegal aliens call Miatas, and I didn't know this until a few years ago, with the, at least a strain of the Mexican culture, blacks are completely reviled. Now the mainstream media has had to admit that that's why a lot of people aren't going to vote who happen to be, you know, just recent American citizens, because they're going to vote for McCain instead, even though they're Democrats, because they hate, quote, blackbirds. I hate to use that term, but we've got a serious race relations problem here.
No question. Los Angeles, California is a real war zone with these gangs coming across the border. And when you look at the two major party candidates, really, you look at Barack Obama, you look at John McCain, you know, McAmnesty and McCain, there's no difference in these fellows when it comes to securing our borders. Neither one of these fellows have any intention on securing our borders. If the American people want to elect someone in November who really has the will and the determination to seal our borders and to protect our borders, there's only one candidate in 2008, and that's Chuck Baldwin.
You're absolutely right. Their fix for the border is to just legalize everyone. That's kind of like
That's right. The
way to fix murder is just say murder isn't murder.
That's right. And I think you know what's going on here. This is just part of a bigger picture. What they want to do is they want to facilitate this North American union. That's what they're doing. And in order to do that, they have to keep these borders open.
Chuck Baldwin, what I'm doing, and with some of the segments now, is I'm also simulcasting this on my internet site via TV program and the web streams at InfoWars.com. I don't want to waste any time with you, so we're going to talk a little bit here on the internet, kind of behind the scenes, then come back in a few minutes for everybody else. So please stay with us. We're going right back to Chuck Baldwin.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We might still have time, ladies and gentlemen, to turn this country around, but it's looking bad. The New World Order's doing everything to us they said they'd do, and more.
We still have time, we might still get by. Every time I think about it, I wonder why. Every time I think
Chuck Baldwin, really great guy, great writer, great researcher, wonderful pastor. Type of person we need to run for president. Ron Paul is out. Chuck Baldwin is in. Hey. Duty's ours. Consequence belongs to God. Need to all get behind Chuck Baldwin. We're going to be taking your calls in the next segment with him. Then I'm going to get a bunch of news. Then the father of Reaganomics, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, is going to be joining us. Going back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts again in the next hour. It's going to be very interesting information. But right now, Chuck Baldwin, Constitution Party presidential candidate. You've been traveling the country, and also you've been watching McCain for the first time, a presidential candidate, is campaigning in Mexico, Colombia, Germany, taking illegal campaign contributions in England, admitting it's a felony and just saying, I don't care. I mean, just despicable. What's your take on NAFTA and GATT?
Well, I worked in Detroit, Michigan when I was a student in college from 1971 to 1973. I worked at General Motors Truck and Coach Plant 5. I was on the assembly line, UAW member, and all of that. When I was there, they were, you know, three shifts a day, 24/7, putting out those big Astro GMC cabs, and, you know, the economy was vibrant and great. Unemployment was almost non-existent. I come back 35 years later. I was just up there a couple weeks ago, and the plant that I used to work at, Alex, no longer exists. They've torn it down. I've looked at the neighborhoods there where I used to traverse going back and forth to work, and those factories are all gone. The ones that aren't torn down are abandoned, dilapidated, empty. The jobs are gone. Of course, they're in China and India and Mexico. Workers are scrambling to try to find two and three jobs to make up for the, you know, for the good job that they lost.
Boy, NAFTA and GATT was great, just like both parties told us it would be, and now things are going to get even worse. They're saying the remaining Ford plants are going to Mexico.
Yeah, and it's all, and you're right, it is because of these so-called free trade deals. At first it was NAFTA, then GATT, then the WTO, and now it's CAFTA, and the FTAA is just around the corner. And as you know, John McCain is down there in Colombia negotiating a free trade deal with Colombia, and he's not even president yet. You know, these things have devastated our economy. They've devastated our workforce. Our manufacturing plants are gone. Can't hardly find anything made in America anymore. And I know I've been on radio and television the last several weeks, and I keep telling everybody, they asked me about this, and I said, you know, look, this is not hard. It's not rocket science. You know, John McCain, he's all for NAFTA and GATT. He's all for free trade. You've got Obama.
But it's not free trade. It's 14,000 pages long,
exactly,
designed where
right.
We have all the regulations on us. They have none on them. It's
exactly
the same thing with John McCain embracing the global warming garbage.
Yeah, exactly right. It's not free trade at all. It's the rubric of free trade. But, you know, but I've said, you know, look, we're not going to expand NAFTA. We're not going to revamp NAFTA. When I'm president, we're going to repeal NAFTA. We're going to repeal CAFTA. FTAA is dead OA when I become president. All these are off the table. I mean, when I become president, Alex, the new world order comes crashing down.
Well, we can't have somebody who's constitutional and does what the people want and what'll save the country. We've got to further run the country in the ground. How dare you say that you would do something that everyone in the country wants but the globalists? This is insane. You're a radical.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what. It's time for all of us common people out there, Alex. If we don't start banding together now, and standing together now, we're not going to have an opportunity to do so in the near future, because I think that our country is perilously close. I think that we are hanging by a thread. Our freedoms, our liberties, our
I can feel it in my spirit. Can't you, Pastor?
We're hanging by a thread.
I mean, have you ever in your spirit, Pastor, with your discernment, have you ever felt that we're in this much peril? I mean, I know I haven't.
No, never. I really do believe that. I think we are hanging by a thread. And it's time for the American people to stand up now. It's time for us to band together and to support what we know in our hearts is right. And quite honestly, I need the support of the people in your audience. I need people to help me financially. I need them to tell their friends about my campaign and to help us get on some of these major talk shows to get our message out. You know, if we don't work together, Alex, if the people that listen to you don't support you, you're not going to be able to get the message out. You can't do what you're supposed to do. And if they don't support me, I can't get the message out and do what God wants me to do.
Yes,
so
sir. That's why we've
together.
That's why we've had Ron Paul meetup groups and the Ron Paul march on today, and that's why we've got you on, Pastor Baldwin, because we try to be a platform here with our wonderful audience who are the best. We just go back to them time and time again, but they always come to, you know, the aid again and again, because they know if they don't do it, nobody will. And you're right. Everybody knows it in their gut, not just intellectually. You intellectually analyze stuff, it is put up or shut up time. This is the eye of the storm. And then you analyze it with your gut, you know it's just as bad. I mean, any way you slice it, we're in trouble. Pastor Chuck Baldwin running for president on the Constitution Party ticket.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
All right, let's go straight back to Pastor Chuck Baldwin running for president. And I've been interrupting so much because I'm so excited with what he's saying that I want to give him a few minutes to talk about whatever issues he wants. Then we're going right to your phone calls. Go ahead, Pastor Baldwin.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alex. And can I put out the website to your audience?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, it's www.baldwin08.com. That's baldwin08.com. And if somebody wants to contact us, we have a toll-free number, and that number is 888-USA-1911. That's 888-USA-1911. And I appreciate that very much. Yeah, you know, our platform is very specifically, we want to return America to constitutional government. We believe that without constitutional government, our freedoms and our liberties are in peril. And it's absolutely essential right now that we return to the principles as outlined in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. And by the way, just to let your audience know, I'm going to be speaking this Saturday with Dr. Ron Paul at his big Freedom March rally in Washington, D.C. this Saturday. In fact, if I understand my place on the platform, I'm going to be speaking right directly in front of him this Saturday afternoon in Washington, D.C. And
yes,
I
had the organizers on earlier today, and they said that is the case.
Oh, yeah, great, terrific. Well, I'm glad I got that right. But I'm looking forward to doing that. You know, he picked up the banner there for us in the primary. And as you know, I supported him during the primary season and did everything I could to try to help him win the nomination. And whenever it became obvious that the Republican Party was going to reject his candidacy, then, of course, I became the nominee of the Constitution Party. And we just really believe that that message that Ron Paul was preaching is the message that we've got to continue. We just have to continue the message of less government and getting back to the principles as articulated by the Founding Fathers and getting government off of our backs and out of our pocketbooks, start being Americans again. We're not ashamed of that message, America first. It's still America, the free America, the home of the brave. We believe in our independence and our sovereignty. We reject these New World Order policies that both of the parties are perpetrating against us. And if we don't do it now, in 2008, I'm not sure that we're going to have many more elections that we're going to be able to do it.
It's real simple. The U.S. is the big engine, the big dominant system, or was. Powerful financial interests, predominantly multinational and foreign, came in, bought control of our government, have run out our credit buying up real assets for themselves, and now they know they've committed great crimes. They're building a police state and immunity to protect themselves. And we even got the IMF and World Bank documents in 2002. They were planning to do this. I mean, we know they are carrying out a criminal operation. We know the government's rogue. It's against the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, against what the people want. And so many crazy things are happening that this is it. And again, the good news is, the bad news, we have a rogue government. The good news, that the constitutional position is the popular one, and the mainstream media is losing its control and losing its monopoly. And so we're in a very important sea change right now, a fork in the road. Which way are we going to go? And, people could say Chuck Baldwin will never win. Well, you could say Ron Paul would never win. Now we have tens of millions of young people out fighting open borders, gun control, the New World Order, NAFTA, GATT, Trans-Texas Highways, Superhighways, the NAU. I mean, the establishment is scared. And they're saying in think tank papers they're scared. Now, they're realizing that we've realized. They always knew we could take them on. They're realizing that we're beginning to find out that they are not invincible. Your comments on that, Chuck Baldwin?
Well, no, they're not invincible. It's still we the people. We still are the greatest force under God in this country, and people need to remember that. I'm reminded of the election of 1860, and while I'm not a big fan of Abraham Lincoln, the man and the president, I would go back. I was asked just this morning, I had a radio interview, a nationwide show, and they said, well, you know, you don't have a chance to win. I said, well, you know, if you were talking to Abraham Lincoln back in 1860, you would have said the same thing, because the Republican Party was a minor party at that time. They had elected no one to federal office to that point. Abraham Lincoln himself had been defeated time after time after time in every race that he ran in, and here he was running for the president in 1860 on a minor party ticket, and lo and behold, in that election, he won in a four-man race with 39% of the vote, and then, of course, the Republican Party became a major party. The Whigs disappeared, and for the last 140 years, we've had the Democrats and Republicans.
And that was the last major realignment, and so what we know is, if you and others don't fight, they're going to win. Resistance is victory.
Exactly. And who knows what can happen? You know, you quoted that from John Quincy Adams, and I love that quote. Duty is ours, results are God's. And who knows what God may want to do in 2008 with our efforts? Who knows what may happen, because we were willing to stand up and do what was right. And so that's what I'm doing, Alex, and that's what you're doing every day on your radio show. And now if the American people will band together with us and will help us and support us, you know, who knows? It's a long time between now and November.
Right.
There's a lot of things can happen.
Well, it's also the example of the Alamo. Those men said victory or death, and they knew what they were doing. And the fact is that 180-something of them died fighting at least 5,000 other soldiers. But that example, that being overrun, being killed, standing up, fighting overwhelming odds, then emboldened others to fight and win. And I'm not saying, you know, you're going to get wiped out or, you know, or massacred. The point is that is an example of duty being ours. And that you never know what God's great plan is, you know, for us, but we have to do the right thing.
Exactly.
No matter what is going to come of it. And so again, folks, we'll give out his phone number and web address for you to try to support, the campaign. He's got a great platform. I agree with it 100%, and I hope you'll check it out for yourself. Right now, let's take some calls. Ben in New York City, you're on the air with the Constitution Party's presidential candidate, Chuck Baldwin. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Chuck, it's great to have you on the see you on the show today. And I want to say that one thing, Alex, you just said there, you said if we don't fight, we don't win. And what Edgar Hoover once said, that only an alert and informed citizenry can defeat the New World Order, or defeat who he believed were the New World Order. One thing I wanted to ask Chuck about really quick was Ezra Taft Benson was Eisenhower's agricultural secretary, and he was quite an ardent and outspoken constitutionalist. I'm not sure if you've heard of him, Chuck, at all.
No, I'm not real familiar with him, no.
Yeah, well, he was very outspoken back in the 50s. He was agricultural secretary under Eisenhower,
okay.
And he spoke out boldly about defending the Constitution. And there was a senator called William Jenner about the same time, gave a very bold speech to the Senate, and his final statement in that speech was that he believed there was a collectivist, one-party group trying to set up a nationalist dictatorship in this country, and that the only way that would be possible to happen is if the people were conditioned and eventually do not resist. So that's the key, that once we stop resisting, that then they can pull the switch.
Right.
And that's why they're incremental. Absolutely. I appreciate your call. Comments on that, Chuck Baldwin?
Well, yeah, he's right. And incrementalism has never served our purposes. It's always served the other side. And that's what they've been doing for years. And now they're almost to the fruition part of their plan. And again, I go back to what you said, Alex. I think it's just incumbent upon each of us to recognize that when we stand up together and do what's right out of principle, that then we invoke, I believe, the power of God. And, of course, being a Christian, I do believe that God governs in the affairs of men, to quote Benjamin Franklin. And I do believe that when those founding fathers stood up against the greatest military force in the world, Great Britain, it was impossible that they could have won. I mean, it was impossible from a human standpoint that they could have prevailed. But they did what was right. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, their sacred
and
honor.
They put it in God's hands. They said,
exactly,
you
right.
will decide.
That's right. That's what they said. We looked into God for the rectitude of our intentions. Exactly right. They said, we're going to do what's right. We're going to stand up for, against all these odds, no matter what. We're going to let God decide our victory or not. And they did what was right. And God gave them the victory. And I think that's what God is waiting for today. I really believe that if Christian people and conservatives and constitutionalists out there that know what's right in 2008 would just stand up and do what's right and forget what the experts and the pundits say they should do and what's the pragmatic approach to take and just do what's right on principle, who knows what will happen? Who knows what God will do?
Well, regardless, you're going to go out and reach hundreds of thousands and millions of people, and it's the exercise of fighting that grows the party, that grows the ideas, that lets people know there's an alternative at a time when the minds are more fertile than ever to accept the truth. Let's talk to Dave. You bet. Let's talk to Dave in Vancouver. Dave, you're on the air with Pastor Chuck Baldwin running for president.
Hi, Alex, and hi, Mr. Baldwin. I'd like to go quickly. First of all, I'd like to thank Mr. Baldwin for his courage, and best of luck to you, sir, in restoring the Constitution of the United States, which I admire, even being a Canadian all my life. I think it's very important that the United States stay a free country so that the rest of the world can look to it as the shining city on the hill and aspire to that kind of freedom. I don't
Amen.
Think that Canada has the kind of freedom that the United States has even now, and I live here. I'd like to also thank Mr. Ball for exemplifying the Judeo-Christian values that most of us, whether you subscribe to religion or not, claim to be if we say we're a good person. And it was also really well shown by Beit Shalom Ministries and Alex, your recent work, Truth Rising. I loved it. I think it's certainly your best work, and I think it's probably also the best 9/11 documentary so far because it provides social proof where the others have provided evidence.
Well, it provides evidence as well as social proof, but
yes,
absolutely. Yeah, this is putting a face on this movement. Thank you so much for the call. Great things you said there. Next caller for Chuck Baldwin, Dana in Iowa. You're on the air.
Hey, I'm actually on the air.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? I was wondering with this whole Illuminati thing, it seems like anyone I try to talk to about it or, inform people, they just look at me like I'm nuts. I'm just wondering, is it
well,
too
maybe
far
you
along?
Should, maybe you should start slower with your circle that you're interacting with. Some areas people are awake, some areas they're not. and start with the North American Union. Go to judicialwatch.org and get the documents about how they're doing it, or give them my film Endgame. If you can't afford it, it's on Google Video, but you can see it in high quality at prisonplanet.tv. You can give them your passcode if you're a member. Give them a copy of Truth Rising. Make copies of it. I mean, really, instead of just talking to your family or friends, a lot of times a salesman will tell you it's harder to sell your own family. I mean, I could be at an event with cousins and family, and they treat me like I'm a low-grade moron two-year-old, and then I could have, members of the Japanese parliament or an Italian president or German defense minister, you know, tell me how much they respect me and admire me. I mean, it's the same thing. Like a prophet isn't known in his own country. I'm not saying we're prophets, but my point is that old saying is true. Your family thinks you're trying to show off. And so,
right.
Or your coworker. So give them a film and just say, hey, tell me what you think of this. Chuck Boland, you want to comment on ways to reach out to people?
Yeah, I think your approach is very well taken. We have to try to educate people beginning at the level where they are. And I think the one thing that people can identify with today is the immigration problem. I think this is the great opportunity that we have to try and explain to people what's going on when they shake their heads and say, you know, why doesn't George W. Bush want to close the borders? You know, I was just down there on the border, as I told you earlier in the broadcast, and I saw the plight of our Border Patrol people. Alex, I was shocked to find out that our Border Patrol personnel, outside of the fact that they are sadly understaffed, they don't even have GPS equipment. I didn't know that. I didn't know that they didn't have night vision equipment. Can you imagine putting our Border Patrol out there, out in the middle of nowhere, understaffed, outgunned, and they don't even have GPS equipment, and they don't have night vision equipment?
Well, half their duty now is picking up trash in the woods and in the scrub brush, and then when they park their car on those grids, which the illegals all have maps of, the coyote smugglers, they're only allowed to look one direction, and if they see illegals in the other direction, they're not allowed to stop them.
Well, what I'm saying is I think when people look at this and they say, well, you know, why is not this administration willing to secure our borders? Well, we're fighting terror halfway around the world, ostensibly. Why are we not closing our own borders to illegal aliens? And then you can explain to them, you know, look, you know, this orphan border policy is serving a bigger agenda. You can talk about what's going on is the creation of the North American Union, and they want to merge the trilateral government from the United States.
And it's in all their public documents. They have joint sessions of Congress down there, and then they talk to the public. I mean, I live in Texas. I'll never forget CNN and Fox doing reports saying Ron Paul's nuts. He believes in a thing called the Trans-Texas Corridor, and it doesn't exist. And the thing's built, TV ads, signs everywhere.
Right.
And people in Texas, that woke a lot of people up. They went, what do you mean it doesn't exist?
Absolutely, and I've often talked about those folks down there in Texas that are fighting for us like the defenders of the Alamo did so many years ago. You're out there on the front lines defending us from this North American community and the NAFTA superhighway. You guys are on the front lines there in Texas. But what I'm saying is I think that this affords us an opportunity to educate people as to what's going on in our government today and to recognize that there is something sinister afoot here, and here's what we can do to stop it. And the American people need to understand that they do have the power to stop it. And I really do believe that if people will come together and will, you know, oppose these things and do it in a united effort, there's no telling what will happen this year.
Absolutely. So, I want to take a few final calls here, and we've got to let Chuck Baldwin go on to another interview. Let's take one final call from Scott in Arizona. You're on the air with Chuck Baldwin. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, Mr. Baldwin, I wanted to find out if you have had any luck with any of the major media outlets. Like, I know what Rob Paul did get some play in that. I wanted to know if you had any luck there, and do you have a running mate in mind as well?
Oh, yeah, I already have my running mate. He's a great guy. He's a Vietnam vet, United States Marine Corps veteran. He's a practicing attorney in Memphis, Tennessee. His name is Daryl Castle, and he's a great guy, and I'm proud to have him on my ticket. Yes, we're very hopeful that we'll be able to break into the mainstream television networks. So we're especially hopeful that Lou Dobbs or Glenn Beck will pick us up. I encourage your listeners, Alex, to encourage the Lou Dobbs show and the Glenn Beck show to have us on, because we think that they would be receptive to our message. And we have been on some of the national. We made it to Bill O'Reilly the other night in a mention, And I did Reason Magazine, an interview with them. I was in Salt Lake Tribune, which is a major newspaper. I was with the Orange County Register, a major newspaper.
And you're doing a lot of radio interviews every day, which has big audiences. I mean, O'Reilly and them, it's only 3 million viewers, and a lot of radio shows have that many listeners. I know this one does.
Exactly.
In closing, I want to give out the website again and tell folks how to get involved, but I also just want to add, that's how the media, I know everybody knows this, but we need to consciously think about it, how they ignore all the other candidates and only talk about the two who really, there's no difference between them. Again, that's another reason to put pressure on the media, not just for Chuck Baldwin, or this, but to overall show how they restrict the field intentionally.
Right, exactly right. Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. The website is Baldwin08.com, www.baldwin08.com. And the toll-free number for more information or to volunteer to help us or whatever, 888-USA-1911. That's 888-USA-1911.
Pastor Baldwin running for president on the Constitution Party ticket. The party is growing. It's in all your major cities and states. Check into it today. And God bless you. Have a great trip there in D.C. Speaking with the congressman, say hi to him for me. Thank you, Pastor Baldwin.
Thank you very much, Alex. Appreciate it very much. Keep up the good work.
You too, my friend. We'll be right back with some news clips and other info before Dr. Paul Greg Roberts joins us. He'll be with us for 30 minutes. Then I'm going to play the Declaration of Independence audio on air. Totally jam-packed. Stay with us.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Today,
do
we stop asking questions? Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door?
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
Otto, if you want a comic book, check this show on 9/11.
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
The gambler understands. My heart is playing it through. I'm committed. Take my chances. Again and again. It is such a good feeling to be committed to something that you know is good. You don't have to worry. The course is set, the die is cast. Ramming speed. A lot of people out there can't see the wreckage we've caused the New World Order. How much we've discredited them. How hated they now are. How scared they are. And as we resist them, it only makes them squeeze tighter and pour on the propaganda and accelerate their program that's already rattling apart and smoking and on fire. Their system is going to be wrecked. The question is, will we be crushed in this colossus collapse, or will we be able to short-circuit their program and get some kind of reprieve for this society from this great tyranny? Tyranny comes every generation, but the tyranny we're witnessing now is one of the worst in history, and potentially the worst ever. Very, very serious times we're in. Truth Rising is out on DVD. I am very proud of the film. It needs to be seen. I'm asking all of you to purchase the DVD. That gives us seed money to make further films, but then I want you to crazily make copies of the DVD. It's a DVD 5. The film's just at 2 hours, and it's got only 8 minutes of extras, so you can burn this to other DVD 5s. Any classic side-by-side DVD burner will do this. You can buy them cheap and make a lot of copies and get them out to everybody. Or if you've got the funds, buy a bunch of copies and get them out to people. And we don't have time to wait for orders from headquarters here. There is no headquarters. It is up to you. It is in your hands what you're going to do with Truth Rising. If you haven't seen it yet, go to PrisonPlanet.tv and check it out right now. I want to thank all of you that are members of PrisonPlanet.tv and are burning copies of these daily TV reports we do, burning copies of the weekly TV reports we do in studio, the Sunday show we tape, the guests we have in studio, all 19 of my films. I mean, every issue you can imagine is up there. You can burn it to disk, give it to people, educate them. These TV shows we do, these radio shows, are effective and are reaching out to people in a big, big way. We know we are giving fight to the enemy, and we are hurting them. We are damaging them. We are tearing their guts out, okay? And they're going to keep telling you that you're not hurting them. They're going to keep telling you that you're not having an effect. They're going to keep telling you they don't exist when they're right in front of you carrying out their operations. They hate my guts. The only reason they haven't killed me is they don't want to underline, they don't want to highlight, they don't want to put an exclamation point behind all my work. Doing that would only build me up and only make my work stronger. But that's one area of my work I don't want it to be stronger. I want to keep living. I love life. That's why they're trying to discredit me. Classic COINTELPRO is being carried out against me. I mean, just out of the woodwork, and then a lot of weak-minded people that are helping the feds unknowingly. But that's okay, folks. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to fight the globalists. I'm here to take the heat. I'm here to take the punches. I'm here to take the hatred and the attacks. I am committed, and frankly, it lets me know I'm having a big effect that it's happening. But I don't want it to become a diversion or a distraction. That's why I ask the listeners of this show, do not defend me. Okay? Warn people about fluoride. Warn them about globalism. Warn them about mercury in the shots. Warn them about the Iran war. Warn them about CPS. Help people. Spend your time warning and helping those that don't know. Do not defend me. Leave me behind.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved.